Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Jaden and where we're at. So he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start. And we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough deal. He's absolutely.
And that's that. Well, that ended quickly now, didn't it? Dan Quinn, just moments ago, as you heard here on the Team 980 on Coach Sheehan's show, gone, poof, done, bye. The last remaining reason why anyone would want to watch that game, with the exception of seeing if Jackson Dart takes another kill shot, just went poof, just disappeared before our eyes. We don't have to wait until Friday or tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday morning for an Ian Rappaport leak. No. We're not even getting that. Dan Quinn says no structural setbacks. No nothing. With the exception of medical evaluations, including this morning, doctors advising Jaden Daniels not to play. And he'll be reevaluated next week. And Dan Quinn was very, very, very particular, if you didn't pick up on this, to emphasize that this is this week, not the rest of the year, this week, because he knows what's coming. He knows what's already out there in the ether. He knows what's already out there in the Twitterati. He knows that all you shut down monsters are out there. He knows. But Jaden Daniels, no suspense needed. Gone. Not happening. Second week of all the games that he's missed. And what is this going to be? Number 7 now? Second time this week, or this year, where he's been ruled out even before the practice week, when we thought there was a chance that he could play. What I mean by that is, 2 weeks ago when he returned to practice after the elbow, he wound up missing the game against Denver, right? But he practiced. But he wasn't ruled out right away. As a matter of fact, he wasn't ruled out, I think, until Friday, when it was obvious he wasn't going to play. But he wasn't ruled out right away. Now, obviously, he missed other games in which he did not practice beyond just the Denver week. And he didn't play. But what I'm talking about is when we thought there was a realistic chance, not plan, not hope, not definitive diagnosis, nothing. Chance, realistic chance. This is the second time Kansas City, leading up to that Monday night week, he and the team decided it would be best for him to miss that game on Wednesday, leading into the Monday night game, so that there were no distractions. It was very unlikely that he was going to play, right? That was after the Dallas game with the, what injury was that? There's been so many. Hamstring? Was that the hamstring? I think that was the hamstring or the groin or whatever it was. I thought that week, wow, that's weird. He must be more injured than they're letting on for them to rule him out as quickly as they did. And I was subsequently told, no. This was so that there wouldn't be any distraction, so that Marcus Mariota would, that Marcus Mariota would get the full week of reps, then an extra practice day because of the Monday nighter. And this was not and he's fully expected to return against Seattle. And that turned out to be right. And I was wrong. I didn't say I knew. I just, that's kind of weird. That's kind of strange. He's being ruled out before he even practices, before he even tries it. When there was no definitive diagnosis after that Dallas injury for a couple of days, he was just automatically ruled out. Okay. So, with that as a backdrop, we didn't know if he was going to practice this week or not. I assumed he would be limited today or a no-go. And maybe we would find out kind of unofficially, officially by tomorrow whether he practiced or not and whether or not he was ruled out for the game. But they're just shutting it down and saying, look, he did not have a structural problem. It's not like he re-tore ligaments or anything like that, or tore ligaments or anything of the sort, or re-injured the dislocation, or let me just speak in English because that's like what I'm supposed to do, that he didn't dislocate the damn elbow again. They're saying clearly that did not happen. Dan Quinn on Monday, and I believe even on Sunday, said, no, he could have gone back in. It was my decision. But then, after a couple of days here, since Dan Quinn last spoke, there's still soreness. And according to what Dan Quinn just told us, and what everybody's reporting, the doctors, not the football staff, the doctors made the decision or the advisement not to play. And I wonder if he did not have a setback, and we're not even talking about the football staff evaluating whether he's ready to go or not. What did the doctors see? What are the doctors sensing? What is Jaden telling them? And this part I don't know. And I don't know if we're going to get the answer to. If there's no setback, meaning no dislocation, no torn ligaments, no nothing, And yet, they're not even having him try to practice. Is it just sore and swollen? I would assume that's it. And they don't think the swelling or the soreness is going to go down for him to practice and therefore to risk it and play. I assume that's what they're looking at. I don't know, but I assume. So I'm not in any way, say, shape, or form suggesting that there's some sort of theory at work here that they don't want Jaden to play because they don't want him to get injured again in a lost season. As a matter of fact, I'm guessing what the doctor saw, again, was discomfort, swelling perhaps, soreness, lack of range of motion, and then they make the decision, hey, this is with whatever medicine, whatever, going to take another day or two to calm down, and then he wouldn't even have time to practice. No reason to run him out there. That's what I assume is the diagnosis. What else am I supposed to assume with lack of details? So what you're going to hear over the next coming days, locally and nationally, is, oh, no, 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 no. They're scared to play him. They don't think he should play. They don't think there's any benefit in him playing. That's what you're going to hear. They're scared to play him against a ferocious Giants pass rush that hasn't been ferocious. They're scared to play him in a division game. They're scared to play him at MetLife Stadium on their turf. That's what you're going to hear. That's what you're going to hear. I don't buy that. I could be completely wrong. I don't buy that. Here's what I buy. Weird, but plausible. Jaden walked in this morning, said, look, man, I'm still having trouble, straightening out my elbow, still not able to completely flex it, don't have complete range of motion. It's still sore. It might be swollen. I don't know this. Again, I'm trying to lay out a plausible scenario. And they said, okay, that makes some sense. You took a hard shot on a previously dislocated elbow. Let's double check and make sure there's no structural damage. Okay, we're good. Let's double check and make sure there's no dislocation. Okay, we're good. But out of an abundance of caution, not because we're scared to play you, not because we're fearful of the MetLife turf, not because we think the Giants might take a cheap shot at you and run you, not because any of that, but because he can't even practice with a lack of range of motion, with swelling, with soreness, and it's going to take a day or two to go down and to even be close to being ready. And at that point, he can't really practice until at least Friday, or he would be very, very limited on Thursday. And we're still trying to win a game here, even though you shouldn't be. And we have to kind of make a decision. Does Marcus get all the reps? Or does Marcus get all the reps on Wednesday and Thursday and then Jaden comes in like Superman on Friday? Maybe we're just better off erring on the side of caution. That's what I think this is. I don't think it's they're scared to play him. I don't think it's they're worried about further injury. I don't think it's they're scared to play him and trot him out in a lost season where everyone has gotten hurt for the most part on the MetLife Stadium turf, which is known for significant injuries. I don't think it's that. I think this is, I'm sore, I might be swollen. I have limited or no range of motion. Going to take a day or two for anti-inflammatories or for whatever kind of medicine they might give him to calm it down. Maybe he can practice on Friday. Maybe he can be limited on Thursday. Maybe. But we're going to make sure everybody knows there's no structural damage. And Dan Quinn made an emphasis, right? You heard the emphasis in Dan Quinn's voice, AMAC. I'm not making that up. He made an emphasis that this is for this week, not the rest of the season, this week. So here's what I'm here to say. When they first ruled him out and Kevin was announcing it, I was like, huh? Oh, that's weird. And then I thought, wait a second. They kind of did something similar that week of the Kansas City game. They wanted Marcus to get all the reps. They wanted Marcus fair. The season was still much in the balance then. Obviously, games mean something different now. They didn't think Jaden would be able to practice. If he would be able to practice, it would be like way late in the week. Shutting him down. Ruling it out. Not even allowing the circus to hover above. The tent to collapse a little. Marcus Mariota is your starter. It might be ultra conservative. It might be mildly conservative. That's for you to decide. There might be a nefarious reason for it. Again, that's for you to opine. My reasoning, my thought, my rationale is Jaden probably came in this morning, still sore, maybe swollen, lack of range of motion, and they decided, it's just not worth the risk. It's not worth, not the risk that he's going to get injured again, but the risk that comes with, hey, man, if you can't practice and then you go out there and play on a 32-degree day on a bad surface, the chances elevate that maybe something could go wrong that might not go wrong. But if you could practice and if you are close to 100%, you got the range of motion and you're not sore and you're not swelling, then we're going to play you. But if you've got all of those other things, then there's other things that we would be concerned about. So maybe they're marrying the two. But I'm going to go with my first hunch and say probably Jaden's still sore, maybe swollen, maybe lack of range of motion. That's what I'm going to go with. What about you? 301-230-0980. There goes the only reason that you had to watch the game. I mean, listen, if you want to watch the game just because you're a Commanders fan, congratulations. I'm not going to the game. I'm not wasting my time. Two dog teams. Going to be a horrible game. 25,000 people will be in the stands. I'm not driving from Baltimore Sunday morning, where I'll be for the Army-Navy game, up to the Meadowlands, and then all the way back Sunday night. Not doing it. Sorry. And I know you don't care, and I'm not asking you to care. I'm just telling you, I'm not doing that. And quite honestly, unlike last Sunday when I did watch the first half intently, I will not be watching the primary feed of this game. I will watch on Red Zone, but I will watch football that's relevant and football that I care about, not football that I'm supposed to care about or maybe expected to care about because I'm most closely associated with the Commanders. No. Mm-mm. Not a chance. Game means nothing. It's different when they play the Eagles. Game means something. Different, maybe, when they play the Cowboys on Christmas. I might not be going to that game anymore. Season's lost. And by then, the Cowboys might be eliminated too. You damn skippy if I'm going to spend Christmas Day at Northwest Stadium. I lost. On my own? No thanks. No need. On the Team 980, 20 minutes after the hour, just getting rocking and rolling, Joe Theismann expected to join us at around 3 o'clock to talk Jaden Daniels, to talk Notre Dame and the college football playoff. He, of course, a Notre Dame icon and legend, and a Washington football icon and legend. Emory Hunt from CBS Sports, NFL college football on some of that and more. Going to join us before the end of the show. Packed 3 o'clock hour. We'll get to the Nationals. We'll get to Pete Alonso coming to the Baltimore, Washington area. And more. But first, we start with Jaden. Next on the Team 980, 301-230-0980. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. We're going to get to the Nationals in the 2 o'clock hour, but Jaden out of the gate here with him being ruled out. Again, I don't think there's anything nefarious. In the back of their mind, could they be concerned about him getting injured again? Yes. Could they be concerned about MetLife Turf? Yes. Could they be concerned about the Giants taking a shot, a run at him? Yes. You know, the Giants are trying to prove something. You know, Mike Kafka's trying to keep his job. They got a new defensive coordinator. But I don't think this is anything nefarious. I'll raise my hand if I'm wrong and acknowledge if and when I'm proven wrong. But to shut him down before the practice week even begins tells me that while they're saying, and I have to believe them, I guess, while they're saying there's no structural damage, there's got to be something going on. And it's probably more than just sore. And now, there's different levels of sore, right? I mean, I'm sore all the time. Some days are worse than others. Some days it hurts to walk. Some days it doesn't. Right? I'm sore all the time. So there's different levels. And I'm not a dummy. Like, Jaden could have showed up on Monday morning, been evaluated, and it got sorer, more sore throughout the day. And didn't get any better yesterday when he probably came in for therapy or rehab or whatever. And then still it wasn't good today. Again, that's what I think has happened. Let's get out to you on the phones. Let's grab a call here before the bottom of the hour. Oh, boy. Let's go to the Mark and Largo show in the leadoff spot. Lord help us. What's up, Mark and Largo?
You know, before I get started, I really got to address something that's really been irking me for the last year or two. As someone who constantly calls in from North Carolina, claims to be a doctor, claims to say that she loves this team, but hates the name change, claims to say she loves the quarterbacks, but she only talks about Taylor Heineke and everybody
that. Wait a second, Mark. Wait. Before you just go on a tirade against Dr. Sabah,
I'll leave it alone.
Let's talk about Jaden Daniels here.
Again, this is making the management and the coaching staff have egg on their face. And you know what's sad, Chris? If this was Dan Snyder, Rivera, Bruce Allen, or anybody else, you guys would be losing your minds right now. Literally losing your minds right now. And what's sad is I honestly think you're probably going to have a new coaching staff on both sides. I don't know why Kevin Sheehan seems to think that Kingsbury's going to be here next year. I don't see it. I really don't see it. You're going to have new coaching staffs on both sides. So that's the best case scenario. I don't think he's going to play again for the rest of the year. That's my honest opinion. Because they're saying he can't play now. What makes you think it's going to be any better? You want him to play against Philadelphia and Dallas? I mean, your last two games of the year, two teams that you're playing – the rest of the year against teams that are trying to make the playoffs.
Well, the way they're positioning it, though, is this has nothing to do with the opponent. It's a medical evaluation.
And that's fine.
A week from now, I assume he's going to be better.
We'll see. I mean, I hope he plays because I think he should play. Look, Chris, let me say this, okay? The reason why he's taking this personally is because, in his mind, I think he feels like it's his fumble that started it all off. If they win that game against Chicago, their fortunes may change. They're 4-2. They still probably don't make the playoffs because, truth be told, Chris, you know, you're looking at team. Everybody who's had a great record last year, all of them are on the bottom now, every last one of them. The only teams that are succeeding are the teams that were in the middle of the pack last year that have gone up, like the Rams and the Broncos and people like that. But you got Detroit – Who's fighting to make the playoffs. You got Minnesota's not going to make it. We're not going to make it. Kansas City's probably not going to make it. The Ravens act like they don't want to make it. You know, and then you got the Buffalo Bills that possibly couldn't make it. So it's a lot of teams are in the same boat the Commanders are in. But that being said, this does look bad on management and the coaching staff. I mean, Chris, look. I know y'all trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but every time y'all do that, they have stumbled and stumbled and stumbled this year. They have not handled nothing well this year.
I agree with you on that. Correct. They have mismanaged their way in and out of a shoebox all year long.
This is and it's almost to the point now where you basically have to start a full rebuild this offseason. And in a way, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Look at it this way, and this is what I was saying. I'm going to let you go after this, okay? Maybe it's better for them to sit him for the rest of the year, and then they tank. If they tank and they get, like, a top five pick, then let's say someone like Pittsburgh, who for some strange reason, wins the division. If they win a division and they want to come up, then that's you say, okay, we got the sixth pick. They want a quarterback.
Yeah.
We'll then go you get down a mass, to 20.
You get a massive haul.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Obviously, we have talked about a scenario similar to that. We will talk many scenarios. I appreciate you, Mark. Let me let you run on. They have mismanaged, whether it's the doctors, the football staff, Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, everybody, one, I don't know. They've mismanaged a lot of situations. I'm going to give you something that's going to piss you off, I think, in just a couple of minutes. Just a couple of minutes right here. Stay tuned for that on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Now, if the Commanders are out on the practice field, a practice update in moments on who is and who isn't practicing. Interesting. Now, as far as the rest of the NFL, with Jaden Daniels being ruled out for Sunday against the New York Giants, who come in off the bye, the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, says he's just focused on the next opponent, which is what he should be, and nothing else. That next opponent, the Chicago Bears. Nick Sirianni, the Eagles head coach, says the idea of benching Jalen Hurts after a 4-interception, 5-turnover performance on Monday night, not all his fault, is quote-unquote ridiculous. From Major League Baseball, the Baltimore Orioles and Pete Alonso, Polar Bear Pete, leaving the New York Mets and coming to the Mid-Atlantic, a 5-year, $155 million deal for the veteran first baseman slash DH, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN. Former Nats closer Kyle Finnegan staying with the Detroit Tigers, who he was traded to. 2-year, $19 million deal. And from the NBA, Derek Lively, the second of the Dallas Mavericks, likely to have season-ending foot surgery, and he only played in 7 games, expected to be ready to go for next year. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Where we're at, so he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start. And we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough deal. He's absolutely going for it. So,
all right, once again, that is Dan Quinn explaining why the decision was made so early in the week, even before practice, to shut down Jaden Daniels for Sunday. Marcus Mariota is going to start, and Jaden Daniels will not. I don't know if that means he's the third quarterback. I have no idea. However, right before the break, this is what I teased. I see Jaden Daniels out there practicing, and he's running around, and he's darting in and out of guys. Not Jackson darting. He doesn't dart in and out of guys. He just darts right into guys. Like bullseye. But he's out there shimmying and shaking. Now, I don't know what they're going to list him as. Limited, full? I have no idea. And obviously, there's no contact in practice. And there's no tackling in practice. So I understand. There's a difference between a game and this. But it at least now makes me go, what are we doing this so early for? Why are we practicing? Again, and I know it's the left elbow. I got it. And there is a huge difference, as I've always said, between practice and playing. And it's why every quarterback should play in August. And all of these coaches and teams are absolute lunatics and make no common sense at all. I get it. There's a difference. But to roll him out of a game 5 days before the game is played, but to have him practice, I don't know. I don't know what to think at this point. I mean, I still think, I mean, look, they said he was sore, okay? So I don't think I'm wrong in that regard, but I thought, well, maybe it's more than sore. Maybe it's lack of range of motion. Maybe it's swollen. But they keep saying no long-term issue. They had a precautionary MRI, no structural damage. But yet, we're going to rule him out 5 days before the game plays, starts. I don't know, man. I thought I had it. I guess I didn't. Let's get out to Little next up. What up, Little? How are you?
Yo, what's up, Little?
Good, sir.
Little?
Probably good to do.
What's going on, Little?
Shout out to Nick Mack. I know. Can you hear me clear now?
Yeah, you sound like you're in the Lincoln Tunnel, Little.
I'm in my basement trying to get a little early workout. But look, this is the way I figured it is. They're protecting the kids from Kingsbury, man. I'm going to tell you how the conversation went. Kingsbury then went to the DQ class. Said, look, I can't use this kid in my offense if you keep on. I can't win with this kid right now. But I'm going to tell you what, Kingsbury to cut the cord to his own neck because his ass is up out of here next year. And I'm going to tell you now, it's only because of what Kingsbury is relating this message to DQ, he can't use JD5 the way he want to use him. And that's where the argument is going back and forth between them two. But guess what, Kingsbury? You up out of here next year. How about that? That's how I look at it, Rooster.
Wait, and so you're saying Kingsbury wants to run him quarterback draw, quarterback power?
Oh yeah. He want to run the kid. He's trying to run the kid off the bat. You see what I'm saying? I look at Kingsbury, man. I think Kingsbury suffering with something. I don't know if it's autism or something. He sit back and look like he's in a different world at times.
When you're talking to him,
it's like his way or no way.
I love you. That's not a nice thing to say. I'll let you go on that.
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
He didn't curse.
Mm-hmm.
He
I don't even know if I should bring it up.
Okay. We'll talk.
I'll tell you in there.
Yeah.
I mean, those that were paying attention heard it. It was not a curse, so you don't have to dump it. I just didn't like it. Let's get out to Athan in Annapolis, AA MCO. What's up, Athan? How are you?
I'm great. The Orioles is a great day for the Orioles.
And oh, I got my yeah, you must be, up. Yeah, Mr. Positive Peter over here, huh?
That's right. I mean, they need to do more.
You better hope Pete Alonso can run the bases still in 4 years.
Well, I'll be 35, so I'll take it, for 5 years. But they still got more work to do. Plus, I got my opening day tickets today, club level. So me and my daughter Olivia will be there, and hopefully my other daughter Sophia would want to come. Maybe we'll invite you too. Get extra ticket for AMAC.
You have invited me before. I've never been able to make it. Baltimore is quite the distance, but I'm actually going to be in Baltimore this weekend. We're doing the show live from Baltimore on Friday for Army Navy.
I know you're missing the Undertaker. You could have gone with me to see his live podcast. I'm just devastated. But they don't let you bring phones in either, Chris. I read that this morning. That sucks. You got to put your phone away in some locker or something. So yeah, I read you can't tape anything. So I'll let you know how it goes. Maybe I'll get a chance to go up there and take a picture with them, and I'll send it to you. But Chris, I'm sore when I get out of bed. Okay, and you could take all the Hall of Fame coaches that are in the Hall of Fame right now and put them on this team, and you would get this damn near close to the same result. They have got to find a way to keep this kid upright and get somebody in here who understands you have to run the ball first, which is what the Redskins have been for 100 years. They've never been successful when they don't run the ball. But then how are you going to fix this defense so this kid doesn't feel like he has to be Superman when he goes out there? Like I've been saying the last couple of days, the come to Jesus meeting needs to come with Josh Harris. And you notice Magic Johnson's not tweeting about the team anymore. Silence is golden, okay? Sometimes silence, it speaks volumes. So I'm just, with Quinn.
Magic's enthralled with Luka. That's why. His Lakers are playing well. My Commanders are not playing well.
Exactly. I saw Luka's Bugatti the other day. That thing was something else. It's probably about a $2 or $3 million car. But anyway,
nice.
Someone asked, I wish, the rest of us got to work for a living, but someone asked Quinn about his 3 second-round picks in his from 2024 in his press conference, and he didn't hardly say anything other than, I'll talk about that after the season. So that goes to show you what he thinks about those three guys now, yeah, among others.
Oh, he can't. There's nobody that can be happy about the development. They thought they had something in San Rostillo, and then they, maybe they ruined it. I don't know. But either way, something somewhere happened, and it shouldn't have been that he went from as good as he was last year, as solid as he was last year. Yes, granted, mostly on the outside, but he shouldn't have gone to smithereens by just going inside.
No, it's just something's been in the water in Ashburn, and I think it goes back to what you talked about during training camp. They don't practice hard. They didn't. Training camp wasn't, the rigorous training camp it should be, like with Dan Campbell, apologizing to his guys, sorry, guys, I got to put you through us. That's on Quinn. Yeah. He needs to change that. They got a good coaching staff, but they've got to get talent on this team. And I like Cliff Kingsbury, but he's not going to run the ball ever. The way you keep Jaden upright, if you don't have a defense, is you run the ball, which they have demonstrated they can do. They have serviceable running backs, so that's my take. Forget the thing he's hurt. He's not coming back the rest of the year. He shouldn't. It's time to regroup, sit him down, and to give Paulie some credit. He said they're calling the game scared, like Kingsbury or Quinn is, because he doesn't trust Kingsbury to call the right plays. So it's to be continued, but I'm hoping that they figure this thing out, because they have a lot of talent and a lot of answers that they're going to need to give to you, the press like you and Nikki Javala and others, and us, the fans, in the offseason.
If he doesn't trust Clint Kingsbury, then he'll fire him the day after the season ends.
Well, maybe that's what needs to happen. There's going to be some kind of other sacrificial lamb other than the what's his name, the defensive coordinator that they demoted or whatever that was. I can't think of his name right now.
Joe Witt.
Yeah.
So I got you. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you. Let you run on that. By the way, the Double A was just saying they need a lot of talent. There is no doubt about that. But there are other things that they need. And they need absolutely a different plan for training camp of the preseason. This team was not ready to play. They were not ready. Even though they won week one against the Giants, if the Giants were any good, they wouldn't have won that game. They did not play well in that game. They did not play well. By the way, the Commanders, not only do they have the second most cap space for this current league year, according to overthecap.com, at $25 million, they have the, right now, the fifth most cap space at $81 million, but the effective cap space, which is the real cap number, is just under $60 million. So that is the seventh most effective cap space. That's the number that you should look at, not the bigger number. And that number always gets adjusted because of bonuses and this, that, and the other thing. So that number will even shrink more, probably around $50 million or so in effective cap space and six picks. 148, Team 980. More of your calls, more of your reaction. Jaden Daniels ruled out. Why? I thought I had it figured out. Now I'm not so sure. What about you? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Crank this up. Look at AMAC playing a song that his host would know.
I thought you knew all the songs that I played.
All the songs before 1975.
Was this before
75? No, I'm just teasing. I was just teasing. Because what you always say to me is that I don't know anything that's not 30 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get back to the calls, remember yesterday's theme, topic, whatever?
Yes.
Said the Giants are more of a clown show.
I was wondering when you're going to – I thought you had forgot, but silly me. Silly me.
No. I actually hang on.
Okay.
I've got one more bit of evidence for you.
Okay.
I got one more. You ready?
Yeah.
This just crossed.
Is this Mike Kafka?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
Nope. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Longtime NFL linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Giants assistant D-line coach Brian Cox.
Oh, yeah, he's been fired. Yeah, he got fired like right after the game against New England.
Well, during the bye week, why did he get fired? Not because they're underachieving. Did you know why?
No.
This was the story.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired because of his reaction to the seating arrangement being changed on the flight home from the Patriots game. When assistant coaches were moved from the front of the plane to the back, according to Dan Duggan.
Oof.
Now, I will say this, as somebody who's been on charters around here for 5 years, but it's been 10 years since I've been on one, like the assistant coaches never sat in the back. Never. Bad loss, good loss, whatever. Coaches were always up front in first class on a United Jet private charter for the Redskins. Then the players, then staff, media, sponsors. Never. So I don't know how the Giants do it, but I presume, being that they were scheduled, I guess, to be up front, that's how they normally would do it. So what do you think of that? Before we get the other part of this, and Stevie Ray, you're just going to have to hang in there. Before we get to the other part of this, what do you think about that?
I don't think it's a big deal.
Not a big deal?
No.
Not a big deal that they're forced to sit in the back, or not a big deal that they fired them, or what?
Both, all of it.
Okay. I do think it's comical.
Yeah.
It's the kind of story, quite honestly, that would always be omnipresent here. not this exact story, but something akin to this.
Before the
new regime.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday after the show,
mm-hmm.
what did you say to me?
I said that after talking, so we had this conversation about who's the bigger clown show, Commanders versus the Giants. And throughout the show, I was adamant that it was the Commanders. After talking to some people around the station, I've come to the conclusion that I would say this year, it's definitely still you guys. But as an organization, especially under you guys' new regime, I think we are. I'm not going to use the word clown show. I just don't think that's fair or accurate. I would say we are the more irresponsible.
Dysfunctional.
Sure. Dysfunctional franchise. Okay.
So basically you have said, you know what, Rooster? You're right.
Eh.
You're right.
Nah.
I have recognized my wrongs and I've had a come to Jesus moment. Way to go. Way to go, AMAC. 157, Team 980, Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.